I want to reveal to you 10 radical realities about St. Michael the Archangel and his incredible mission with the poor souls in purgatory. Now, when most people think of St. Michael the Archangel, they know his mission in regards to Satan and the demons. They have no awareness of the incredible role that he has in terms of purgatory. I want to reveal these to you and convince you by the end of this video to, if you already love him, to love him even more, and if you don't, to begin having devotion to this incredible archangel. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. We are in day 23 of this 33-day consecration to Our Lady Star of the Sea, the Souls in Purgatory's favorite title for the Blessed Mother. We are running out of time, and so I want to begin sharing more and more information in these videos. If you didn't start with us on March 18th, it doesn't matter. Start, because it is incredibly important, and it is something that St. Michael the Archangel wants you to do. I'm going to go through the 10 things about him right now and then read through a lot of information for you to soak in. So here are the 10. We're going to get right into them. He's among the seraphim and the highest angel. He accompanies Our Lady to purgatory often. He wants devotion to purgatory to spread. He's the one that leads souls to purgatory in the first place. He presents souls to our Lord when they're entering heaven and leaving purgatory. He speaks to the souls in purgatory about heaven. He can communicate directly, as souls do, with the souls in purgatory. He liberates many souls in purgatory on his feast day, especially those that were devoted to him. He receives accidental glory on his feast day. We're going to talk about that. And he's there at your death, so, and at your judgment. So that's another one. So let's get into today's reading. We see St. Michael as we see the angels. He has no body. He comes to get the souls that have finished their purification. It is he who conducts them to heaven. He is among the seraphim, as Monsignor said. He is the highest angel in heaven. Our guardian angels come to see us, but St. Michael is far more beautiful than they are. As to the Blessed Virgin, we see her in the body. She comes to purgatory on her feast, and she goes back to heaven with many souls. While she is with us, we do not suffer. St. Michael accompanies her. When he comes alone, we suffer as usual. Later on, with the question, what is the best way of honoring St. Michael? The best and most efficacious way of glorifying him in heaven and honoring him on earth is to spread devotion to the souls in purgatory. All that this channel is about, and what we are doing in this consecration, and to make known the great mission he fulfills towards these suffering souls. It is he who is entrusted by God to lead the souls to the place of expiation and bring them to their eternal home after purification. Each time a soul arrives to increase the number of the elect, God is glorified, and this glory in some way communicates itself also to the celestial minister. It is an honor for him to present to our Lord the souls that will sing their thanks and his mercies through all eternity. Can you imagine having that job? I cannot think of a better job in the universe. I could never make you understand the intense love which the heavenly archangel has for his divine master, and the love which God, in his turn, has for St. Michael. That would be something awesome to see. Neither can I convey to you a true idea of the love and pity St. Michael has for the souls in purgatory. He encourages us in our sufferings by speaking to us of heaven. Beautiful. Tell the Father that if he wishes to please St. Michael, he will most earnestly recommend devotion to the souls in purgatory. People in the world do not think of it. When God allows it, we can communicate directly with St. Michael in the way that spirits communicate. To the question, how do they celebrate the Feast of St. Michael in purgatory? On that day, St. Michael comes to purgatory and returns to heaven with a great number of souls, especially with those who had been devout to him in life. So there are at least four major, really important days in terms of purgatory. The Feast of the Assumption, in terms of the Blessed Mother, the Feast of St. Michael the Archangel, November 2nd, and Christmas, both the Eve and Christmas Day. So those feast days are major purgatory feast days. What glory does St. Michael receive on his feast day on earth? When the feast of a saint is celebrated on earth, he receives an increase of accidental glory in heaven, even if he is not actually remembered on earth. The accidental glory which this archangel receives is far above that of the other saints, because this glory is proportionate to the greatness of the merit of the recipient, and also to the value of the action which merits the reward. So in other words, St. Michael had incredible actions and merit, far more than any other saint other than the Blessed Mother. So on his feast day, tons of glory. Talking about the moment of death, there's a lot that I want to share about that in a future video. St. Michael is present when the soul leaves the body. I saw him only, and he is the only one that every soul sees. That's earth-shatteringly profound. Later, I also saw my guardian angel. From this, you can understand why it is said St. Michael conducts souls to purgatory. For a soul is not taken, but he is there at the carrying out of each sentence. All that happens in this other world is a mystery for yours. Amazing, amazing stuff. We must significantly increase our love for St. Michael the Archangel. Think of the benefit in us consecrating ourselves to Our Lady Star of the Sea and devoting ourselves even more to the souls in purgatory. We're imitating and becoming like St. Michael. Isn't that amazing? We are becoming like unto him, and we didn't even know this. Maybe some of you didn't. This kind of was sort of made obvious to me this morning and reading all these things. We are becoming like the highest angel. Unbelievable. And then a side effect of becoming like him, he's going to love you more. You're going to love him more. That relationship is going to exponentially grow. And what are you going to receive when you're significantly closer to St. Michael? What are some of those benefits? Major spiritual power against evil. You are going to fight the demons and Satan with like him at your side, significantly empowered. More of his power is going to flow through you. That amazing divine power that flows through him will be given to you tenfold. So you will have that. He'll be there in an incredibly important way at your judgment, more so than for other people. He'll defend you more. He'll love you more. You'll have his attributes. Who doesn't want to be like St. Michael? I mean, it's hard to think of a better angel. He's perhaps even God's favorite, although that could be debated. Love St. Michael more. If you love the souls in purgatory, he does too. Let's work with him and Our Lady to empty purgatory. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. And in light of today's video, Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our shield against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you tomorrow in day 24.